Ciao, sono Mark e oggi ho una notizia. We have some fantastic news for Italian learners. Starting February 2024, our Coffee Break Italian Masterclass is a brand new way to help you take your Italian to the next level. Aimed at intermediate Italian speakers who want to move on to an advanced level, the masterclass covers advanced topics such as pronouns, the conditional perfect, the passive voice, subjunctive structures, and much more, and it ultimately helps you sound more Italian. It's a six-month coaching course with a different module covered each month, and it starts on the 1st of February. The lessons are self-access, so you can work through each module and benefit from feedback and support from our wonderful masterclass tutors, Francesca and Maurizio. Imagine building your fluency with the Coffee Break Italian team over the next 6 months. Does this sound fantastico? Search today for Coffee Break Italian Masterclass or visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Italian and join the class of February 2024. Places are limited and we're starting soon. Allora, cosa aspetti? Ci vediamo alla masterclass.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries Season 2, Episode 8. Ciao a tutti e bentornati a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark.
Salve a tutti e io sono Francesca.
Come stai?
Mark, sto benissimo, grazie. E tu come stai?
Sì, tutto ok, tutto ok. Contento di essere ancora una volta nello studio per registrare un episodio di Coffee Break Italian.
Sì, che bello! Anche oggi nuove avventure con i nostri protagonisti Simone ed Anna.
That's right. So, if this happens to be the first ever episode of Coffee Break Italian you've listened to, then first of all, you're very welcome. You hopefully will pick up something and learn some new words and phrases and expressions in this episode. But do be aware that this is part of a story. So we're following the adventures of Simone and Anna as they spend a settimana bianca, a white week, basically, a week of winter holiday and activities in the north of Italy. And over the course of the 10 episodes of this series, we're following their story. In each episode, we're listening to their text and then talking about what is included in the text in terms of grammar, vocabulary and expressions. And that's one of the key things about Coffee Break Italian. We like to make sure that you have all of the information that you need. We don't just give you the text and then expect you to understand it. We want to help you as you work through the text. And that's what we're going to do just now. Francesca, shall we get started?
Sì, direi che possiamo cominciare, Mark.
Ok, allora, cominciamo. So, as I said, we'll listen to the text and then go through it together.
Dopo tutte le avventure di ieri, oggi siamo a Cortina e abbiamo deciso di concederci una giornata di riposo. Cortina è una delle mete più ambite della zona, dove vengono a sciare anche le celebrità. Noi stiamo alloggiando in uno degli hotel della città, che per fortuna ha anche una bellissima spa a disposizione. Dopo la caduta di ieri, Anna ha ancora mal di schiena, quindi un po' di riposo le farà bene. Subito dopo colazione siamo scesi al piano terra, dove abbiamo fatto un lungo massaggio rilassante. Poi ci siamo spostati nella piscina. Era così bello stare nell'acqua calda mentre fuori nevicava. Fuori dall'hotel c'era anche una piscina all'aperto. Abbiamo provato anche quella e non si sentiva per niente il freddo, nonostante la neve che cadeva sopra di noi. Era molto strano stare nell'acqua calda mentre fuori era tutto ghiacciato. Nel pomeriggio abbiamo esplorato un po' la città e abbiamo comprato dei souvenir da portare a casa. Io ho scelto una calamita per il frigo, mentre Anna una cartolina. Dopo cena abbiamo anche ammirato uno spettacolo di fuochi d'artificio. Le luci si riflettevano sulla neve bianca e rendevano la città piena di colori. Che meraviglia, Cortina!
Sai, Francesca, io devo dire che sono così geloso.
Sì, lo so, penso che in questo momento siamo tutti un po' gelosi, ma possiamo usare questa storia come un'ispirazione per la nostra prossima vacanza.
Certo, certo. Okay, so this is definitely on the list for when we are able to travel again. But for now, we're stuck to some virtual travel, but it still gives us the opportunity to practice our Italian and improve it. So let's go through this text and we'll talk about what is contained in here.
Dopo tutte le avventure di ieri, oggi siamo a Cortina e abbiamo deciso di concederci una giornata di riposo.
Okay, so dopo tutte le avventure di ieri, so after all of yesterday's adventures or events, I think here Simone is referring not only to the descent, the snowy descent of the mountain, but also to Anna's slip.
Sì, la caduta di Anna, poverina.
Yeah, poverina. So after yesterday's events, oggi siamo a Cortina. Today we're in Cortina, Cortina d'Ampezzo, as we've already mentioned. E abbiamo deciso di concederci una giornata di riposo. So we know what una giornata di riposo would be, a day of rest. But Francesca, help us with concederci.
Sì, concederci comes from the verb concedersi, and we can translate it as to allow ourselves, or maybe even more like freely, to treat ourselves to a day of rest.
So it's normally concedersi, to treat oneself, but of course, because Simone is talking about himself and Anna, then he says concederci, to allow to ourselves una giornata di riposo.
Esatto.
So he tells us a little about Cortina now.
Cortina è una delle mete più ambite della zona, dove vengono a sciare anche le celebrità.
Ok, so Cortina è una delle mete, it's one of the destinations, più ambite, so that's the most desired or sought after, it's one of the most desirable, perhaps, would be a good word there, mete, destinations, della zona, of the area, ok? Dove vengono a sciare anche le celebrità, where come to ski also the celebrities. So even celebrities come to ski. Now we saw anche in the last episode used as even, and I think that's the idea here. It's not just also celebrities, it's even celebrities come to ski there. Would you agree, Francesca?
Sì, certo, è un'ottima osservazione, Mark.
Okay, so ambite, it's popular, but in a popular sense of being, yeah, quite special in a sense.
Yeah, it means like everyone wants to be in Cortina during winter or for una settimana bianca.
Now, I believe that Cortina d'Ampezzo was the location of the 1956 Winter Olympics, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you seem very prepared, Mark.
And if I'm not mistaken, as Mr. Google is telling me right now, it's also the place where the 2026 Winter Olympics are going to happen.
Sì, esatto. Questo è vero, sì.
We can look forward to that. Okay, let's continue.
Noi stiamo alloggiando in uno degli hotel della città, che per fortuna ha anche una bellissima spa a disposizione.
Okay, so we are lodging. Noi stiamo alloggiando, using the ongoing, the continuous form of the verb there. Noi stiamo alloggiando in uno degli hotel della città, in one of the hotels of the town. Che per fortuna, which fortunately, ha anche una bellissima spa a disposizione, which fortunately has also a beautiful spa available, a disposizione, available to us.
Esatto. I just wanted to mention something, Mark, because it happened to some of my students going to Italy and seeing the word spa and thinking they were going to a lovely spa in Italy. But spa in Italian is also short for società per azioni, which is similar to a joint stock company in English. Maybe not exactly the same thing, but just to give you an idea. So just to tell our listeners, be careful when you see the word spa with a dot between S and P and A.
Okay, so what kind of organization then is an SPA?
It's just like a type of business. I think a joint stock company or something like that.
So right, I'll take your word for
per azioni.
Okay. So, yeah. In this case, however, Simone and Anna are definitely at the real spa, not just the SPA.
Sì. Dopo la caduta di ieri, Anna ha ancora mal di schiena. Quindi un po' di riposo le farà bene.
Okay, so la caduta we've already spoken about, that's the fall. So after yesterday's fall, Anna ha ancora mal di schiena. Anna has still got a sore back. Quindi, un po' di riposo, so therefore a little rest, le farà bene, will do her good, literally. To her will do good.
Perfetto. Andiamo avanti?
Sì.
Subito dopo colazione, siamo scesi al piano terra, dove abbiamo fatto un lungo massaggio rilassante.
Okay, so subito dopo colazione, straight after breakfast, siamo scesi, nice scendere there, using essere, so siamo scesi al piano terra, we went down to the ground floor, dove abbiamo fatto un lungo massaggio rilassante, where we had a long relaxing massage.
Wow, anch'io lo vorrei, Mark.
I think they deserve it.
Poi ci siamo spostati nella piscina.
And then we moved on to the swimming pool. Spostarsi means?
To move oneself.
Yeah,
so it's not to move something, but the action is performed onto the person who is doing it.
Exactly. So we moved on to the swimming pool here.
Era così bello stare nell'acqua calda mentre fuori nevicava.
Oh, okay, it was so nice to be in the hot water mentre fuori nevicava, while it was snowing outside. Ah, I love this.
Non pensiamoci. Fuori dall'hotel c'era anche una piscina all'aperto.
So outside the hotel, there was also an open-air swimming pool. And now you're talking, because this is my absolute favorite thing in the world. Swimming outside while it's snowing or raining. That's just the best. Preferably in warm water, I have to say.
It's beautiful. There is actually a spa near where I live here in Italy. And you can go there and just enjoy the warm or hot water while looking at Mont Blanc. And it's just the perfect place to be. I don't want to mention the place, obviously, but it's just beautiful.
Well, you can tell me after the recording, Francesca. I'll add it to the very long list that I've got of places that I would like to visit after we can, well, once we can travel again easily.
Sì, speriamo presto.
Esatto. So fuori dall'hotel, outside the hotel, c'era anche una piscina all'aperto. There was also an open-air swimming pool.
Abbiamo provato anche quella e non si sentiva per niente il freddo, nonostante la neve che cadeva sopra di noi.
Right, okay, so abbiamo provato anche quella. That's a great use of the pronoun quella, that one. So we also tried that one, talking about the swimming pool, la piscina. E non si sentiva per niente il freddo. And you didn't feel the cold at all. One didn't feel the cold at all, or the cold didn't feel itself at all. What kind of see there?
Or the cold wasn't felt
exactly.
At all.
So is this a si passivante?
Un sì passivante, sì, good, sì, good. Esatto.
So the cold wasn't felt at all, nonostante la neve, despite the snow, che cadeva sopra di noi, which was falling on top of us.
Sì, era molto strano stare nell'acqua calda mentre fuori era tutto ghiacciato.
Ok, it was very strange. Era molto strano stare nell'acqua calda, to be in the hot water, mentre fuori era tutto ghiacciato, while outside it was all icy.
Frozen,
it was frozen.
Or icy,
yeah.
Sì,
yeah.
Ghiacciato.
Ok, we're going to take a short break now and we'll be back in just a moment to talk further about their experiences in Cortina d'Ampezzo. We wanted to let you know that we have a full online course linked to the Travel Diaries. We offer a set of lesson notes for each episode, providing explanations and additional examples of the grammatical points featured in the text. You can also practice your pronunciation as you read along with the original recording using the video version of the text. These additional materials are available in the Travel Diaries online course, and you can find out everything you need to know at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Rieccoci, we're back, and we are following Simone and Anna's day of rest, il meritato riposo, a Cortina d'Ampezzo. While we were on the break there, Francesca, I was remembering, I've never been in this situation in Italy, where I've been swimming in warm water and the snow has been falling, but I have been in this situation in Iceland, where I was at the Blue Lagoon, swimming about in the beautiful restorative waters, and the snow was falling all around.
Che meraviglia, Mark! Allora, io devo provare ad andare in Islanda appena sì. possibile.
You add it to your list. Perfect. Okay, let's continue on with our text.
Nel pomeriggio abbiamo esplorato un po' la città e abbiamo comprato dei souvenir da portare a casa. Io ho scelto una calamita per il frigo, mentre Anna una cartolina.
Ok, nel pomeriggio, in the afternoon, abbiamo esplorato un po'. We explored a little la città. So we explored a little the city. Could we say there, abbiamo esplorato la città un po'?
Sì, 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 it would also work. Abbiamo esplorato la città un po'.
Ok.
Sì.
Ok. Abbiamo comprato dei souvenir da portare a casa. And we bought some souvenirs to take home with us. Io ho scelto una calamita per il frigo. I chose a magnet for the fridge. Una calamita, an interesting word.
Sì, calamita significa magnet.
Magnet.
But you could also use it maybe metaphorically for someone who can easily draw everyone's attention. For example, when they speak, someone okay. very popular, you could say una calamita maybe.
Interesting, okay. Mentre Anna... Una cartolina. There's no verb in there because we understand that I chose, Simone is talking, I chose a magnet, while Anna chose a postcard.
Sì, it's intended, mentre Anna ha scelto una cartolina.
Perfetto. Ok, let's continue.
Dopo cena abbiamo anche ammirato uno spettacolo di fuochi d'artificio. Le luci si riflettevano sulla neve bianca e rendevano la città piena di colori.
Ok, so after dinner, dopo cena, abbiamo anche ammirato uno spettacolo di fuochi d'artificio. So we admired or we enjoyed a fireworks spectacle, so a fireworks show. Here, Francesca, anche, would that be also or would that be even? Do we know?
No, it could be either, I would say. We don't really know if they did other things dopo cena, so maybe it's intended that they did other things, but among the things they did, they also admired a display of fireworks. But it could equally be we even admired a display of fireworks.
Ok, perfetto. Le luci si riflettevano sulla neve bianca. So the lights were reflecting themselves, were reflecting on the white snow. So we had the dawn reflecting on the white snow last time, and this time we've got the lights of the fireworks reflecting on the snow. E rendevano la città piena di colori, and made the city full of color.
Sì, che meraviglia, Cortina.
Sì, ha ragione, Simone. What a marvel, Cortina. How wonderful, how special.
Sì.
Perfetto. Okay, let's go back and listen to this text again. And at this point, what I'd like you to do is listen out for the anche that we've been hearing. So we've heard anche a few times. And in some cases, it means even. In some cases, it means also. And in some cases, it doesn't really matter which it means. So this time, as you're listening through, obviously try to understand things, but also listen out for those anche.
Dopo tutte le avventure di ieri, oggi siamo a Cortina e abbiamo deciso di concederci una giornata di riposo. Cortina è una delle mete più ambite della zona, dove vengono a sciare anche le celebrità. Noi stiamo alloggiando in uno degli hotel della città, che per fortuna ha anche una bellissima spa a disposizione. Dopo la caduta di ieri, Anna ha ancora mal di schiena, quindi un po' di riposo le farà bene. Subito dopo colazione siamo scesi al piano terra, dove abbiamo fatto un lungo massaggio rilassante. Poi ci siamo spostati nella piscina. Era così bello stare nell'acqua calda mentre fuori nevicava. Fuori dall'hotel c'era anche una piscina all'aperto. Abbiamo provato anche quella. E non si sentiva per niente il freddo, nonostante la neve che cadeva sopra di noi. Era molto strano stare nell'acqua calda mentre fuori era tutto ghiacciato. Nel pomeriggio abbiamo esplorato un po' la città e abbiamo comprato dei souvenir da portare a casa. Io ho scelto una calamita per il frigo, mentre Anna una cartolina. Dopo cena abbiamo anche ammirato uno spettacolo di fuochi d'artificio. Le luci si riflettevano sulla neve bianca e rendevano la città piena di colori. Che meraviglia, Cortina!
Okay, that's it for another episode of our Coffee Break Italian Travel Diaries. We hope that you've enjoyed it. And indeed, as we said at the beginning, if this is the first time you've listened, we very much hope that you enjoy this taste of Coffee Break Italian and that you'll be back for more. If you'd like more out of this particular episode, and indeed all the episodes of the series, then you can check out the premium version over on the Coffee Break Academy. And that provides lesson notes where you can follow the text and get access to more examples and explanations of the words and phrases and grammar used. And also our video version where you can follow along and read the text along with Simone and practice your pronunciation. All of that is at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And as we remind you in every episode, don't forget that you can join Simone and Anna virtually on their journey through Trentino Alto Adige by following our Instagram account. Just search for Coffee Break Languages.
Okay, and I should also mention that we also have a French travel diaries series. So if you're following, if you're learning French, then you might be interested in following the adventures of Charlotte, Lucas and Théo as they travel through the Loire Valley and visit all the castles and the historical sites there. And coming very soon is a Spanish series of travel diaries in South America and a German series of travel diaries, which take a journey along a river cruise from Amsterdam to Budapest. All of these available at coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Sto sognando ad occhi aperti, Mark, con tutti questi bei posti.
And of course, all of them are on the Instagram account too, so you can follow the adventures there too. Okay, that's it for this episode. Grazie mille, Francesca, come sempre.
Grazie a te, Mark, e grazie a tutti i nostri ascoltatori che stanno viaggiando con noi.
Esatto. Ciao a tutti e grazie.
A presto.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2021 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.